it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Cornsey's written an interesting piece today in The Age about...
I was going to ask you about that.
Coaching tenures and...
I feel like sometimes in the AFL, we give coaches too long.
Well, that's Cornsey's view.
But I think sometimes on the other end of the scale, which I think Kane's getting at as well, that sometimes coaches need to get out a bit earlier.
Yeah, well, that's true, and that's possibly right. But then how do you know when is the time to make the move on the coach? I mean, Geelong people at Geelong were calling for probably Chris Scott's tenure to be ended until he goes and wins a premiership, his second one. And then suddenly it's we won't have that conversation for the next 6 or 7 years.
And what if Adam Simpson just turns this thing around just become one of the all-time greatest legends in the club's history if he was able to see through this very, very dark phase in what they've had to go through and he turns it around. But if you believe in your guy and you believe that he's got the players and you believe that he's the right man,
but isn't
chopping and changing, sometimes you're just doing that to appease others and not what you actually think is the right thing to do.
I know you're passionate when you drop your G's. So chopping and changing.
Changing.
There comes a time, and obviously that's a fact. When you've lost, if you internally become aware of the fact that the players and the coach, there's a disconnect. If that disconnect is real and it is irreparable, then you've got to make a move.
Of course. But isn't Kane's point in this article more from the coach's point of view?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Being proactive.
His example of Luke Beveridge is interesting. So at the end of 22, now, of course, they made the grand final the year before.
That's right.
But he would have been an absolute man in demand at the end of 22. When it ends at the Bulldogs, whenever that is, that demand probably won't be
there. That's okay. What if at the end of 22, Luke Beveridge had braced himself for the greatest fight of his coaching career? I love this club.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
I know, but to Cornsey's point, I love this club, and I want to get us back to where we've been once and almost got twice. I want to get back there again. I feel like I'm part of this joint, and I am fabric now. And if they're happy to have me, I want to stay, and I don't want to go somewhere else and start again. So I understand Cornsey's view, and it's an interesting one. It's a worthy one to kick around every now and again. But I think if the coach feels like he's got more to give and he hasn't run out, like the Damien Hardwick's an interesting one because
That was his point, wasn't it? That was the one that got out voluntarily.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. So he's unusual in the modern landscape, but there was clearly in Dimmer's case, it was clearly a very, very attractive offer coming elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that there is some merit in what he's saying because of the way clubs will make decisions on coaches, that picking your time to exit, because very few clubs are going to go through that hardship that Adam Simpson has had to go through.
Absolutely.
Without pulling the trigger. Well, so if you saw that coming, for your own brand and your own reputation, it's almost like he's saying you've got to be careful about that because you may not get another opportunity
if you
do too much damage to yourself and the narrative around you is such that, that's not going to go down with the community if we sign him, albeit that we love him. Mm. He won a flag, been to a grand final somewhere else, but geez, how that ended.
Yeah, that's right.
No, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah, the good bits.
There might be every possibility that after West Coast, Adam Simpson doesn't want to coach anywhere else.
I've never really heard what his ambition is be a career coach.
And the difference over there, which is a reality, I think, for other clubs, they don't have to worry about the bottom line.
No.
So there's a bit of a downturn in this and a bit of a downturn in that. West Coast are fine.
Yeah, they're they're more fine than anyone else.
So they can can probably afford financially to, if they think they've got the right bloke, ride it out with him. And there's clearly been some if you believe what you read and believe what you hear, there's been moments internally where they maybe haven't necessarily been completely aligned, executive and coach, but the coach has survived.
Do you think the fans are getting any more mature about coaches? I mean, we've seen what happens with Geelong held the line with Bomber and Richmond held the line with Damien and Collingwood held the line with Bucks and he was, what, 4 or 5 points short of winning a grand final. And the fact is it's never been harder to win a premiership than it is now. The competition is so even. Or do you feel like people just call for the coach's head
all the time?
It's the
easiest thing in the world today. Mm.
Why don't we get more mature with that?
I don't know.
But it's not exclusive to the AFL.
I know, but
it's in every sporting league around the world.
Hard to win. Like, teams are on these, you know, Sam Mitchell's on this journey that could take years.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's
true.
But
it'll come for Sam Mitchell at some stage.
I think it will.
But that's the
reality. This time next year, if Hawthorn is in this position again, there'll be people saying it.
But if you're an NBA coach, an NBL coach, a Premier League manager, if you, whatever the sport is, there is a lot of similarities to the way in which those that are in power feel like they need to make some changes, even when sometimes they think in the long run, they might personally believe in that person, but the pressure that's put on them from others, and that's most importantly, the fan base, the sponsorship, the coteries, all those groups are saying, no, we want to change. Sometimes change for the sake of change is good. But it's not always the case.
No. Not if you believe it's the right person.
So that's right.
So let's stay overseas. And I know we're going to get a wriggle on, but is it in San Antonio's best interest to stay with Greg Popovich right now?
I think so.
Yeah, but why?
Because of the experience that he brings to the table. He's got clinks. He's got five of them.
Yeah,
he's got five rings.
When did he win his last one?
But 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. But The thing about him is you can objectively see, you don't have to be a basketball savant to know. You don't have the tools. You don't have the tools.
So his fans don't care sometimes.
I know, that's right. They don't think about that sometimes.
Well, if you go through the process, I think fans, and you take the fans on the journey with you, you do get a little bit more leeway. But Pop's still copping it. If you look on the everyone's too old, get rid of him, he's a bum. He's still copping it, but it's the owner, because they are privately owned, it's the owner that ultimately sits back, and if he can weather that storm, and given the fact that he's brought five titles to that owner,
that helps.
He generally thinks, I might stick with this bloke.
Yeah, he'll do it.
We've got to get stuck into the mid-season.
We'll do that next, because this is real namby-pamby stuff going on up north.
Just before we go to the break, the Denver Nuggets center, Nikola Jokic, he's been named the NBA MVP.
Third time in 4 years?
Yes. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic were the other ones considered to be alongside him, but they eventually have gone with Nikola Jokic.
Why do they name it now?
Why?
It's a very good question.
Well, it's sort of halfway through the semifinals.
It just sort of comes out of nowhere.
Why would you do it every year at this time?
The lead up to the finals?
Yes, good call.
I don't know.
It's game two of the Eastern Conference semis. Here's the MVP.
A chance to celebrate the individual.
Well, if they lose a game tomorrow,
if they lose their next two games, they won't, because they won't be going back home.
Very odd.
But Shaq, in the interview with Nikola Jokic, now this is some ballsy move. He actually said to him, I believe Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should have won.
There you go.
Now he took it in the right spirit. But gee whiz,
who's hosting the Brownlow this year? Who would it be?
Sam Pang.
Don't need to say that.
Yep. Congratulations, but you know what? I don't think it was your
Nick,
time.
Isaac, you had a great year, but I think Nick Daicos is more worthy.
Thank you very much. 20 minutes past four, mid-season trade. There sounds like there's been a real push against it from somewhere, and we'll talk about that after this.